Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sonar at GabRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ramon Ray is our guest. SmartHustle.com is his website. I encourage you to check it out. His books are The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing and also Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, anything else you want to tell us about that you're working on these days?
Yeah, well, just finish on that one point, is just to say that be careful who you hire. That's the only thing I want to add about this, Jim, is just encourage people. You know, I happen to work with someone who I've known for years, and I'd say
we're talking about sure folks. Hang on, Ramon. Folks, in case you just tuned in, we're talking about hiring a coach, getting yep. some kind of outside help, somebody to you know, you and I can't edit our own articles, Ramon. We got to have somebody else look at us, so we can't edit our own work. We need somebody else to bounce things off of, and that's what you're talking about. You hired a coach.
Absolutely. Thank you for setting that. Yeah, hired a coach, and I just wanted to encourage, and as I said, it was over $20,000. And everybody doesn't have to do that. There's a lot of great people, coaches around, mentorship. But my encouragement is if you're going to spend at that amount, make sure you well research who you're working with and hiring to make sure you're not hoodwinked and don't waste your money.
Well, and another thing, out here in Flyover America, the coaches that are abound out here, great coaches, just, I'm sure yours is too, but a lot of great coaches out there. Some of them are members of my brain trust. Heck, you could be a coach for the areas that you're strongest in. I'm sure you have been, Ramon. Those people will work for you by the hour.
Yes.
Most of them will. They'll take you on by the hour. They might have a retainer for a monthly retainer
right.
or something like that. But those are the ones that I'm thinking of. They may be your coach for years.
Absolutely. And the other thing, Jim, is I realize that you have to listen to the coach as well. I mean, doesn't mean everything they're saying is, you know, from God. But I think if you're not willing to change your behavior and at least adhere to and consider what they're saying strongly, then you're really wasting your money.
I like what you just said, and I want to land on that for a minute about you. They're not God. They don't know everything.
Right.
See, I think about this when I work with editors.
Mm.
You know what I mean? When you're working with a book editor.
Yeah,
you know, those guys will cut you. You know, they carry knives. They'll cut you.
Right.
But you have to realize that you want to learn. You need to learn how to open up enough and be honest enough that when they tell you something, if it hurts, it's probably correct.
Yeah.
But if you just disagree with it, it might not be correct, right? You see the difference? I mean, if they tell you something that hurts, they're probably giving you some advice you need to look at. But if it's something that just sort of upsets you or disrupts your thinking, they may or may not be right because you might know more than they do about that.
Right. If it hurts your pride, probably something wrong about
right.
emotion.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and you're right, Jim, because I think that we also, on the other hand, we're looking for expert advice, but we as entrepreneurs need to give ourselves credit. We've been in the trenches. We've been doing it. We have gut instinct about certain things, like, say, producing events or digital marketing. That's a field that I know in my sleep.
Right.
So I'm not saying other people can't tell me, but I've done it so many years.
Right.
However, other things in my life, that's something that I need to listen to a lot more because it's a weaker area.
Well, and if there's somebody who is – if they're talking to you about how you approach people, how you talk to people, how you treat people, how you come across to people, those are really important things. And also things that you know you're deficient about.
Right.
But
right.
when they start talking about things that where things that are more, I don't know, entrepreneurial.
Right, right.
More strategic, tactical, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've done coaching like that myself.
Right.
When you get into that area, that's when the coach has to be very careful, because, as you know, how many times have people done things that were amazing, and somebody said, "Why did you? How'd you do this?" And they said, "I didn't know it wasn't supposed to."
Yeah.
You know.
That is so.
And if they listened to their coach, they would never have done it.
Right, correct, correct. That's so true. And this is a side issue, Jim. I don't know if you found the case that I found that some people, and these are not coaches but more friends, they're jealous of you. So they're like somebody critiquing Jim for being a radio host. Jim's been doing it for years. He knows it cold. So I've also, it's a side. Yeah,
there is that. There is some of that. You do have to watch out for that. I'm. It's interesting that you bring that up.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. You have to be careful about that. No question about that. And by the way, if you're hiring an editor, don't hire an editor who wishes they were an author. That won't work, right, Ramon? Hey, Ramon, I need your website one more time.
SmartHustle.com, all things entrepreneurship.
Hey, Ramon, thank you for being so honest and open with us today. We appreciate that very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Folks, I hope you'll take what he says to heart. That's pretty powerful advice Ramon just gave us. And as you know, we always get smarter when Ramon joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.